This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending February 16th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 181.95, which was only 20 cents lower than the previous Friday, but it had shown about a $1.50 improvement during the middle of the week and then lost it all on Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, was at 184.50, which was 80 cents lower, but is still running well over the spot trade. The total reported boxed beef volume was 6,192 loads, which was 713 loads less than last week and the worst non-holiday week volume since July of 2009. Only last Thanksgiving and Christmas weeks were worse than that last week. This is especially low when you consider that we've taken about $10 off the cutout since December. The outfront sales were slow also at 1,055 loads, which was about 176 loads lower than the previous week. And last week's big news, that was the export sales, actually turned sour this week as exports dropped almost in half to a total of 718 loads for the week. The formula trade was 2,917 loads for the week, which was 37 loads less than last week, and 2 weeks back-to-back sales of less than 3,000 loads, which is very unusual. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,594 loads per week, which compares to almost 7,300 loads per week last year at this same time. That's a difference of over 600 loads per week, and that equates to approximately 36,000 head of cattle each and every week for 10 weeks that we did not get sold, since it takes roughly 60 or 70 head of live cattle to make up a load of boxed beef. The primal trade portion of the spot trade was mixed and uneven, with some cuts showing improvement and others declining. The outside primal cuts, which are the rounds and chucks, were 3 lower to 3 higher, and the middle meats, the ribs and loins, were also mixed 3 lower to 3 higher. Those 50% trimmings gained about $3 for the week. The cow cutout ended the week firm to almost $2 higher, as the ongoing demand for the lean 90% trimmings and the ground product at grocery stores continue to be a big factor in this market. The weekly finished cattle trade was one to mostly $2 lower at 123 in most areas. Dress prices were mostly $4 lower at 196. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped quite a bit again, and it was 1,242 pounds, bringing it more in line with the normal seasonal weights, but with a larger increase in heifers at 43%. And that compares to 1,232 last year. This is the closest that we have been to last year's weights in quite some time. The latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 1 pound to 872 pounds last week, but that compares to 860 pounds last year. In fact, when you total the weekly slaughter steer and heifer data from NASS for the last 10 weeks, we actually produced 82 million more pounds of beef than last year during the same 10-week period. The choice select spread was about a dollar lower at 1.55 by Friday, as consumers continue their switch to buying more select product. The nearby CME ended the week about 65 cents lower than the previous week. Now, taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, auctions were $2 to $6 lower on yearling-type cattle and $2 to $8 lower on stocker-type cattle. The market dropped all week long, so late week auctions showed the most declines. In fact, there were a couple of early week auctions that actually showed some improvement on heifers, calves, but that did not last long last week. Receipts at our 10 test auctions in the five-state area were about 31,000 head, and that compared to 37,000 the previous week, as numbers at those late week auctions dropped quite a bit as sellers quit shipping due to the falling prices. Those 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly 157 to 184. The yearling trade on those 7 to 750 pound steers was at 140 to 146, and those 8 to 850 pound steers at auctions were at 130 to 139. The highest prices in all three weight groups were posted early in the week, and those late week auctions were easily $2 to $4 lower than the tops that were set early in the week. The Texas Direct Trade reported only 3,000 head in sales compared to 31,000 the previous week, as sellers passed dramatically lower bids, bringing the trade pretty much to a standstill. There was a few 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 137 to 141 current FOB. And a nearby CME month closed the week about $1.60 lower on Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.